Coming to you live from the Hall of Truth, it's the Nate Darling Show.
Fire a warning shot across her nose.
With Jason Casey and Kareem Daniels. And now, relax, good citizen.
Nothing! You've got nothing!
Here's Nate.
Hey, everybody. Welcome into the Friday edition of the Nate Darling Show. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for telling a friend. And most of all, thank you for shopping Amazon and Target through the Shop Amazon or Shop Target tabs at the top of NateDarlingShow.com.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thanks.
The holidays are upon us. Not sure what our holiday schedule is going to be. It's going to be weird because Christmas, normally we record on Monday or Tuesday, and that's Christmas Eve and Christmas and New Year's Eve and New Year's. So, would like to do some new shows, but we'll see what everyone's schedule looks like. And I may Rush Limbaugh it. I may do the Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, shit.
Where I just talk to an imaginary producer.
You can call Kareem and I.
Let me tell you something. Mr. Snurdly. Mr. Snurdly. My made-up African-American friend. My made-up African-American producer in the other room. Mr. Snurdly.
It's okay. I have a black person working with me. I'm not a racist.
It's a drug addict. Drug-addled.
I am a drug addict. I am not a racist.
Failed DJ. That's what he and I have in common. Failed DJ.
Ooh. That's what we all have in common.
Except he was known as Jeff Christie. Jeff Christie. It's the Jeff Christie experience, everybody.
Oh my gosh.
So crazy. All right. So, Kareem, has left us. He had a very long travel day.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not around for the Friday show. It's probably for the best. He'll get home and relax. And of course, he yelled at you for a good portion of Wednesday's episode.
For a change, it's usually you.
It is. You've had a couple of situations, but it's fun on this side because I can sort of sit back and pick one way or the other and sort of try and guide everything.
Yeah.
I still don't care if Kevin Hart or anybody hosts the Oscars.
Ditto.
Yeah.
But at the same time, be ready to get bit in the butt.
Unbelievable. That was the one thing. Look, he was probably going to skip this week's shows because he had such a long travel day, but yeah. He was not going to let us just talk about Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
So, like, all right, whatever, dude.
He probably knew which way I was going to come out on it.
Yeah. Yeah, and I sort of fall in the middle. Look, I still say Kevin Hart could have simply issued the apology he ended up issuing, and
it wouldn't have been an issue at all.
Right. And then if you want to turn to the Academy and go, I don't really want to host the Oscars now. then it would have been like, all right, okay, cool.
Bam.
But I do agree. I don't want anything to do with people who do me wrong and show me that they, don't have my best interests at heart.
Right.
So I'm not clamoring to bring them into my camp anytime soon.
Right.
One might argue that that's why I've not been more successful. That you want to bring those people into your camp and then stab them in the back.
Oh man.
So, really kind of a weird thing. Anywho, in New York City,
you know, you don't hear that commercial anymore. Nope. New York City, get a rope.
Get a rope.
That does not happen.
Nope.
Anymore.
It does not. It does not. By the way, I hate paste picante sausage. Just awful.
Oh, I love that shit.
Well, that's where you and I diverge.
Oh, man. Well, and many other facets.
Sure. It's true.
So, New York City.
New York City. Famous for men at work signs. Well, the construction company there has now rolled out inclusive at work signs. So we have a photograph from the New York Post of a Aisha Butt. That's her name. Ms. Butt is an apprentice electrician in front of a men and women at work sign. Yay.
Oh, man.
They are the first of their kind in the city. Their gender-neutral Men and Women at Work sign, Plaza Construction began replacing the Men at Work signs at entrances to their job sites on September 4th as part of a female-friendly initiative that encourages women to enter the industry by creating a gender-neutral workplace environment. That's according to their CEO, Dick Wood. Hard hat Aisha Butt. Come on.
Oh, no, come on. This has to be a fake story.
Yeah, no, real? It's real. An apprentice electrician at
Dick Wood and Aisha Butt.
Mm-hmm. They couldn't be farther apart on the corporate scale. The 25-story condo is being built, said the new slogan helps combat the stigma faced by female construction workers. Said it makes people know that there are females doing the job and getting into the field. Still, her own family can't understand her career choice. She says, my parents don't like this. They want me to do something, quote, normal, like be a doctor. They tell me, we'll pay you to stay at home.
Oh, my gosh.
However, her male coworkers have accepted her as one of their own, saying, we bust her balls as much as anybody. She gives as much as she gets.
It's the wrong terminology, dude. You're going to HR, buddy.
When she first started, she said they'd say, you make sure you use those gloves. Your hands will get messed up. Your boyfriend won't like it. I have no problem with it. I don't care one way or another, but I get it. If you want to, look, they have enough problems attracting people into the trades as it is.
Yeah.
If you open up doors to young women to go, oh, hey, maybe that's something I can do, then I'm all for it.
I just think that when I look at the sign, I see a sign maker that wanted to make extra money. Because really, he could have just said, hey, why don't you just have it say people at work?
Mm-hmm. And but you know who doesn't? Well, I mean, the
you know, I mean, that's you save save like about five letters, I think, or so, which is over the a lot of signs. That's a lot of money.
It's absolutely true.
Or AS.
I'm not trying to be a dick. I mean, that's awesome that it happened, but at the same time, you just say people at work and you save letters, and it's less stuff to read. Which is it's supposed to be like danger signs, so it should be as few words as possible. Like, it's not to let people know that there's it's people let people know people are working. That's all it is.
Well,
stuff can fall on you,
right? But now I know if I see a lady in there, maybe she belongs.
Oh,
maybe she just didn't wander in absentmindedly.
Yeah, right. And like, you don't need to call the cops.
She had a case of the vapors. I had a case of the vapors, and I just went in.
Yeah.
You know who's not happy about this?
Oh, who?
80s Australian band Men at Work. Because they've lost all of that free advertising.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, you know who I could go for? I could go for a little Men at Work. Who can it be now?
Aisha Butt.
Aisha Butt.
That's not very nice. She's a nice young lady.
She is. That's her name, though.
He told her not to come around no more. That's not nice.
Dick Wood and Aisha Butt.
Oh my.
I love that her parents are telling her to, we'll pay you to stay at home. Mm. It's like, come on.
So not. So shitty.
What's really unfortunate is that the construction workers are more progressive than her parents.
Well, and like, here's the thing. If you become an electrician, and you're a good electrician, you are going to make a good living. Like, you're going to make a living where, like, if you do it right, you get to work when you want to work almost. Like, you can be your own boss in a lot of ways.
Eventually, yeah.
Eventually. We need more people in the trades, like especially right now in California. You want to move out to California, move out now. We're going to be building houses for the next 10 years.
All right. It's time for Classy Ladies, a segment on the show where we talk about classy ladies.
Excellent.
That's right. A former Miss Kentucky who now works as a middle school teacher in West Virginia was arrested and charged with sending topless photos of herself to a former student who is now 15.
Oh, man. She's waiting on that honeypot, huh?
According to a criminal complaint, Ramsey Burse used Snapchat to send the boy images of her nude breast/chest area. When confronted by police, Burse, who's 28, reportedly confessed to sending the child 4 naked photos during the past several months. The investigation of Burse began when the boy's mother contacted cops and reported her son had inappropriate photos on his phone that were sent to him by Burse, a teacher at Andrew Jackson Middle School.
Look at how sad she looks. Like, if you're...
In her mugshot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just look at the, like, you can see a woman that's like, she's so sad. She knows that she made a bad decision. Like, she feels like, you can see the remorse in her face.
The recipient of the images had attended middle school from 6th to 8th grade, during which Ramsey Burse was a teacher during some of that time. Charged with distribution of scene material to a minor, Burse made an initial appearance at magistrate court. She's now free on a $1,000 cash bond. If convicted, she faces a maximum of 5 years in state prison and a $25,000 fine. That'll make you sad.
Hmm.
She had a different name when she was the Miss Kentucky. She was then known as Ramsey Carpenter. Crowned Miss Kentucky 2014. And she made the semis in the Miss America pageant. So, there you go.
How long do you think it is before, like, Vivid Entertainment offers her $1 million? Or $100,000? Isn't Vivid the...
Yes, it
is. Yeah.
Yeah, well probably she'll have to get clear of all the charges first, I think.
She's a prime candidate.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, an Ohio woman can now show off her facial ink in the clink. I'm in favor of that one, because it rhymes.
Yeah, that's good.
Alyssa Brianne Zabraski, she's 27, she's from Ohio, she's being held in the Mahoning County Jail following her arrest for theft and possession of narcotics and drug paraphernalia. She was busted after allegedly stealing merchandise from a Walmart. A subsequent search of her purse turned up a hypodermic needle, methamphetamine, and Suboxone, which is prescribed to treat opioid addiction. She's locked up in lieu of a $6,000 bond. Oh, and she's got a bunch of tattoos on her face.
Yeah, my daughter would be super excited to see her.
She has the half spider web on her forehead. Basically, she's got a Day of the Dead sugar skull.
Yeah.
That's what her face has turned into.
Yeah, and my daughter would be going, Coco! Coco!
And on her throat, she's got a biohazard tattoo, so there's that.
Yeah. Oh, man. I feel so sorry for her.
Well, she made some bad choices.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, a Missouri woman is jailed on a felony sexual abuse charge after allegedly trying to force a man to perform oral sex on her.
Oh, shit, man!
Amy Nicole Perino, 43, was arrested Sunday night after she repeatedly punched the victim and struck him with a belt, brass plate, and a cell phone. During the attack inside a Columbia residence, Perino, who was naked, chased the man around the home before pushing him to the ground and sitting atop him. While perched on the man's face,
oh my gosh,
Perino allegedly directed him to, quote, eat my pussy.
So, just to point out, like, I understand, like, I'm here laughing at this, but if this was switched around and it was a guy...
It's not funny.
It's not funny. But I'm, like, laughing about it. Like, but if this was... The tables were turned and this was a guy, I was, like, chasing a woman around the house saying, suck my dick! And then sitting on top of her, it would be a much different...
Yeah, the man told police that Perino, while she was on top of him, he was briefly unable to breathe, and he was scared to death!
Yeah.
The man told police that he had asked her to leave him alone and that he didn't want to do anything sexual with her. According to the probable cause affidavit, cops noted the victim had cuts on his arms and nose and red marks on his chest, which the man said was from getting hit with the belt. By the way, they live together. She was charged with sexual abuse and domestic assault, both felonies. Also hit with a third charge after allegedly smearing fecal matter on cell walls and breaking a jailhouse phone.
Oh, shit, she was not having it.
Not happy.
Man, she just wanted him to eat. Listen, dude, Just do what men have been telling women for thousands of years. Just eat the pussy, dude. Don't make a big deal about it.
Locked up in lieu of $25,000 cash bail, she's been ordered to have no contact with the victim and has been barred from the man's residence. She's also prohibited from possessing firearms or weapons.
Oh, shit, man. You done it now, man. She's definitely coming after your ass.
That's really, really unfortunate.
That's bad. That's too bad.
Meanwhile, in seems like nothing news, 5 kids were taken home by their parents after police found them on the roof at Bettendorf High School. Bettendorf police responded to the high school just after 9 p.m. on a Saturday when a caller alerted them of a disturbance. 6 police cars and a fire truck were dispatched soon after arrival. 5 kids came down. That's right, there were more police officers, more police cars than there were kids. Police say they used a ladder to get on the roof and search for more kids, but none were found. There was also no graffiti or damage to the building, and no arrests were made. Police notified the parents. A guardian came to pick each one of them up. This is news that seems like nothing.
When I saw this headline, the way that it's cut up,
right?
The way that I see it is the first thing I see is, "Police get 5 kids off." And then I read the next line, and I was like, "Oh, it's not."
No, not that at all.
It's not that at all.
Not that at all.
Because it seemed like that. I was like, "This seems like something." Oh, now I see why it's nothing.
It's nothing. This is something. It's disappointing that we're not more mature. That's right. The Uranus Examiner has ended publication.
Oh, no.
They blame judgmental people. Dateline, Uranus, Missouri. Place stinks. The Uranus Examiner, a small Missouri newspaper whose name inspired chuckles and groans when it launched only a few months ago, is closing. The paper's editors announced the end of publication on Friday after publishing just 5 editions since September. In statements posted on Facebook, managing editor Natalie Sanders and Louis Keene, the paper's owner and publisher, blamed a judgmental fuddy-duddy squad for the Examiner's demise. Jason, are you part of the fuddy-duddy squad?
Yep.
They said many people supported the paper, but banks declined to loan it money, and many businesses wouldn't advertise in it because in part, Keen once owned a strip club. There you go.
Oh, come on.
It's not because it's the Uranus Examiner. It's because they didn't want to get into business with a former strip club owner.
Yeah, and when you think about it, how far, if we're a strip club, how far until we start seeing, you know, Uranus is examined? You know what I mean?
He picked the name for a reason.
Yeah. He's like, I know where I'm going to
They could have called it the Uranus Star Ledger.
Yeah. Yeah. But they
that would have been funny in its own. Yeah. Think about that one for a second. It is an unincorporated tourist spot along historic Route 66, known for its quirky attractions, including a fudge shop and the world's largest belt buckle, because sure.
Okay, so hold on a second. You can't have, if you have a fudge shop and you're in Uranus,
right?
You gotta have, like, then there's no problem having Uranus Examiner. Like,
no,
it's par for the course.
I guarantee the owner of the fudge shop did not run a strip club. I'm going to search now for Uranus Fudge. Oh, it's the Uranus Fudge Factory.
Of course it is.
And General Store.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. It looks like a nice place. yeah, it's, how much would you pay for a half pound of fudge at the Uranus Fudge Factory?
Oh, I don't know, man. I really like Uranus Fudge. Your anus fudge is the best.
If you're, right? It's fresh. If you're looking...
Satisfaction in your anus. That's actually the tag.
Yeah, no, our top priority is satisfaction in your anus. So it's not all fuddy-duddies, but so they've got fudge from Uranus. They've got Uranus apparel. Of course, gifts from Uranus, which we all get every morning. Uranus Farms, which is fantastic. And then they've got the town web shop. Let's check into this Uranus fudge for a moment. It's only $7 for a half pound of fudge. That looks gooey.
Yeah. Like, oh, there's some fudge. There's some caramel in the center.
That looks really messy. I don't know if I want that Uranus fudge. That looks like it'd be a difficult cleanup.
Yeah. It's definitely gooey.
I don't know if I'd want cookies and cream either. That looks like a problem.
Oh my God. Cookies and cream fudge is the best. you know what I do not want? I do not want the reduced sugar peanut butter.
No. Or the reduced sugar peanut butter and chocolate.
Or the reduced sugar vanilla.
Oh my God, that sounds terrible.
Yeah. If you ever hand me some reduced sugar vanilla fudge, I might punch you in the face.
I would rather not eat anything than have that.
I would be like, taste my Uranus. Right. Here's a taste of Uranus. That's what I would say.
The T-shirts are I Heart Uranus.
Uh huh.
Uranus, Missouri, and on historic Route 66. Uranus US 66 Sideshow Museum. There's lots of freaks in Uranus.
Oh, that's the shirt I want right there.
The Space Force.
No.
Keeping Uranus Klingon free.
That's all right, too. That's all right. Just the Uranus Fudge Factory.
The best fudge comes from Uranus.
Yeah.
Comes in a hoodie and a T-shirt. You know, they're really missing out. They're really missing out on a chance to sell thongs.
Oh. Get a Uranus thong.
Yep. Yep. then there's the Uranus Fudge Packers Union T-shirt, proudly packing fudge in Uranus since 2015.
I might like that one even more.
Might you?
Yeah.
Well, I know there are plenty of places around town where you could wear it.
Oh my God, this is like, I feel like I'm in a Big Johnson shirts right. Like factory right now.
Uranus Gas and Lube Company. We pump in the front and lube it in the rear.
Oh, yeah. Parks and Recreation, City of Uranus. People love to play in Uranus.
Nah. These never get tired, do they?
No, like I said, I think that they raided the Big Johnson store for some of these.
Property of Uranus University. Your head's already in Uranus. You might as well learn something.
Sound advice. Sound advice for a lot of people.
I didn't know it was going to lead us down this path, but there we go.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Uranus, Missouri.
Visit while you can.
All right. Hold on. I need to see where this is.
It's on historic Route 66.
Well, yeah, but that's a very long thing. I need a map.
Kicks there. I know that.
I need a map to see exactly where it is. What I'm curious about is when I moved to California, did I drive
through Uranus?
Right by Uranus and didn't even notice it was there?
Man.
Fuck, I did. God damn it.
Oh.
I totally did.
Uranus tattoo.
Yeah, there's a Uranus tattoo. Of course there is. It's in the Ozarks.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was one of the weirdest parts of the drive, was going through the Ozarks. I'm going back out through. Yeah, it's, once you get about a half hour southwest of St. Louis, you get a bunch of, there's this one billboard you keep seeing over and over again for the Walnut Bowl Factory.
Oh.
Exactly.
All right.
I don't know where exactly that was, but...
I see Mountain View.
But I literally drove right by this. Didn't even realize... God damn it.
I wonder if Uranus...
Although it was established in 2015, yeah. I moved out in 20... Yeah. I don't feel bad.
Don't feel bad.
I don't feel bad.
There's a Republic of Nixa? What? I mean, Mountain View, I'm actually listening to a podcast about a murder that happened there right now. In the Ozarks. But, Republic Nixa, like, what is that? Like, that sounds like just like...
Well, I think it's two separate places.
Oh, right? It is.
Okay. There's Republic and there's Nixa.
Okay, good. All right.
Yeah.
Sounds like Jefferson, the state of Jefferson.
Indeed. So, meanwhile, a British woman nearly lost her top lip after a beautician accidentally injected lip fillers into an artery during a Botox party at a friend's house. What is wrong with women? Hey, let's all go to a party and there'll be somebody there and we'll shoot fillers into our face.
Oh my God, Janet just got back from Brazil and she has this amazing Botox that she wants all of us to try. You ready for it?
Yeah, I'm just want to do
it. You gotta try it like this, you gotta talk like this, and you gotta
You wanna talk like this. Alright, I have to respond to this Facebook message really quickly, because I'm in the middle of the show here. I'm meeting a friend for beers.
I like to meet for a beer sometime. I'm trying to talk with my lips puffed out like they had Botox. It's very difficult.
It's very unfortunate. let's see, where were we? Oh, yeah, she almost lost her lip.
Almost fell right off.
She noticed the bump on her lip when she was doing Botox. This is the aesthetician. Said she could inject a bit of filler for me if I wanted her to. To be fair, she told me to go ahead and have a think about it in the kitchen, but she'd found my weakness. My lip is the one thing that really bothers me about my appearance. Now the beautician who's been released from prison earlier in the year. That should have been your first question.
Listen, she was in there for an unrelated cause.
Hey, have you ever been to prison? No. Yeah? Then no, I'm not letting you stab me in the face.
No, it's okay. She's a good person. She can vote now.
So she started the procedure, but instead of injecting the fillers into her lip, she injected them into an artery. One injection upward toward my nose was very painful, she remembered. Within a few hours, I began to feel unwell. My lips swelled like nothing I'd seen before, and the pressure was unbearable. She contacted the beautician, who told her that it was likely an allergic reaction, and suggested she go to the hospital, because it was England and you can just do that. Doctors determined she was not suffering from an allergic reaction and told her to go to the beautician to get treatment to dissolve the fillers. Oh, boy. When her lip split open, she reached out to the consultant clinic in London who told her that they would have a doctor ready to treat her as soon as she arrived. The owner told me that I needed to get to London immediately and she'd have an emergency doctor waiting for me. She said that based on looking at my pictures, her medical team suspected vascular occlusion, meaning the filler had been injected into an artery and that could lead to necrosis, which is the death of soft tissue. She now said she'll never go to a Botox party again. There's some solid advice.
I was just thinking that I might go back in 2 weeks, and because I really saw like, this is this lump in my lip.
Yeah,
man,
I was very excited for a moment this past week because I saw a note. Well, it was an article in the Scottish Sun that said the Sopranos movie. The Sopranos movie was filming. And I'm like, what? The Sopranos movie? I know they're supposed to be doing a series, like a prequel series.
Wait, what?
Yeah, from the 60s.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, before Tony, obviously, because James Gandolfini is dead. But I'm like, a Sopranos movie?
But they'd have to go to before he was really recognizable.
Well, he also the time frame on that, he would have been a child, so yeah. So there's that, but the whole thing, I was like, yes, a Sopranos movie.
And then what happened? The shoe dropped. What happened?
So, filming for new Sopranos movie begins on busy Glasgow Street outside Italian restaurant as camera crews snapped working on set. I'm like, yes! Italian restaurant? There's something. Camera crews and extras lined up to begin filming the new flick based on Alan Warner's 1998 novel. And I'm like, what? The Sopranos wasn't based on a novel? And then I scrolled down. The film is an adaptation of the Alan Warner novel about a Catholic girls' choir going off the rails as they prepare to enter a singing competition.
Oh my god, you got, that was total clickbait, bro. You got clickbaited.
I did.
That was totally clickbait.
Into a real article. The filming schedule recently wrapped in Edinburgh and the production moved on to their Glasgow breakdown. The cast includes Game of Thrones, Katie Dickey, David Heyman, excuse me, and Eve Austin. So, you know, they'll be recognizable faces. A source told the Scottish Sun it was filming for The Sopranos, but not the gangster film. Maybe put that up at the top.
Nope, then you wouldn't have clicked on it.
It's true. The Sopranos that they're filming debuted as an onstage play in 2015, based on the novel under the name Our Ladies of Perpetual Succor. So, in 2017, it won a Laurence Olivier Award for Best New Comedy as run at the National Theatre. So,
yeah. There was a lot of disappointed when that article came out.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, that's really good.
Well, here's why it was really, really good. They recently told how the newest installment from the Fast and Furious franchise closed down a busy Glasgow streets for filming. That was actually Jason Statham and Dwayne Johnson. They, who were in Glasgow to film. I fell for it.
You fell for it.
I fell for it. It could be worse. It could have been one of those sponsored content links.
Right. Oh, yeah.
At least this was a real article.
This was a real article with just a guy that did a really good job with the headline. Like, that's... Good job. Good job. Good job, journalist. Because that's a proper clickbait article.
Yeah. It was almost as good as last week when I told you guys the racist parade was in Virginia and it turned out to be in Australia.
Yeah.
So, no Sopranos movie. Well, there is one, but not the one you wanted.
Right. Instead, you're going to get a prequel.
It's a series.
Yeah.
I mean, when James Gandolfini died, we knew that we were not going to get anything else.
Right.
Sopranos. By the way, how would you get anything but a prequel? They kill almost everyone off.
Well, I realize. I like...
They're all dead.
I feel like it's just one of those things that, like...
Not quite Sons of Anarchy, they're all dead, but close.
Oh, my God, man. Like, I couldn't even watch mine. It's like, because there's like, no, I don't care. Like,
I've tried. Yeah. I've tried. It's so boring.
Is it?
It's so boring. One of the main characters is I want to call him a pledge. That's not the right term. Prospect.
Yeah.
And he's walking around and talking like he's the king shit. And I'm like, that is not how a prospect behaves. That is not how he behaves.
It's not.
It isn't at all. It's unfortunate.
Oh, yeah.
That they would even bring that up.
But like, so I guess it's just one of those things. Like, I mean, Sons of Anarchy, I realize something's going to happen with that. It's on FX. It did its thing, man. Like, it's an amazing piece of work in itself. Mm-hmm. And just like leave it, let it be.
But you always want more.
No, not really. Like,
dude, Frasier was a huge success after Cheers. But people wanted more.
No, they just had a really good idea, and it happened to be that they could put Frasier's character into it. I mean, that was a great idea for a show. It was a good idea for a show.
But you needed a hook. Without the hook of Frasier.
And that's why it got brought up, somebody's like, you know what? This would be a really good vehicle for Kelsey Grammer's Frasier.
Mm.
And then I was like, oh, let's get David Heneman in here, and he can be the punch-up guy. And I don't know. Some guy. We'll get it in. We'll put him in.
All right. So we've got news. The top dog names of 2018.
Slings.
Oh, hold on. I have to wait for NPR's ad to play.
Fuck you, NPR.
When did NPR get ads? I saw somebody post on Facebook that they saw somebody else in a commercial on PBS. Like, PBS doesn't have commercials. That's the whole point. Except they do now, apparently.
They have lots of sponsors.
Yeah, you know what a sponsor is? It's a paying advertiser.
Yeah.
Call it a sponsor all you like. But that's exactly what it is. Anywho, most popular dog names this year.
Live.
Yeah, live.
Rollover, Spot, Buddy, and Rover, say hello to Cardi B, Harry, and Groot. These are just some of 2018's popular names for dogs.
My name is Kate Jaffe, and I work at Rover.com, and I'm here to talk about dog names.
Dog name curator? Who knew? Jaffe says that pop culture dog names are popular this year. Music idols, characters from movies, villainous names like Loki and Bane and Sid are up almost 20%. So?
In your neighborhood, there's a good chance there's a dog named Pennywise.
Food names also got quite a bit of love, including brunch names.
Like Waffles and Muffin and Biscuit.
But the most popular?
Dogs with human names are bubbling to the top. Max, Charlie, Cooper, Bella, Lucy, and Luna. And that makes sense, right? Because pets are members of our family.
Kate Jaffe has a dog, of course.
His name is Oso.
That's bear in Spanish. My dog's name, Kiko, alas, didn't make the list.
Okay. I don't care that your dog's name is Kiko, lady.
I think she just wanted to do a story where she got to tell everybody her dog's name.
Right.
She's like, how can I work my dog's name into a story?
How can I work it in? Yep. So the top dog names of 2018, the top male names are Oliver, Tucker, Bear, Duke, Rocky, Jack, Buddy, Cooper, Charlie, and Max.
Hmm. All right.
Good solid dog names. Female dog names, Stella, Maggie, Bailey, Molly, Sadie, Lola, Daisy, Luna, Lucy, and Bella.
All right.
Are those any names that you're going to be giving to your new child?
Nope.
Nope. Not going to go with Sadie?
Thought about it. Nope.
Sadie Casey?
Nope.
I love that name. Oh, you totally should.
No.
Sadie Casey.
My cousin has a dog named Sadie. I know somebody that has a dog named Sadie.
Sure.
So I'm not kidding. It's not going to happen.
Oliver Casey? Make the male name the female name. It's the trendy thing to do.
We can call her Ollie.
You could. Now, meanwhile, on the other side, on the human side, a pregnant woman has called off her baby shower after her family ridiculed the name she had bestowed on her unborn son. That's right. Her unborn son's name is Squire Sebastian Senator. In a Facebook post, which later went viral after being shared on Reddit, the woman, who has not been named, explained her decision to cancel her baby shower, blaming her fake-ass family. Quote, I have a really important announcement to make. It brings me pain to have to tell you this, but I'm canceling the event. Why am I doing this? Because y'all have been talking shit about my unborn baby, an unborn child! How can you judge an unborn child? What is wrong with you? Actually, they're talking shit about you being stupid, lady. Not about your unborn child.
The baby.
No, stop projecting.
The baby's not born yet, so it doesn't have a name.
Right.
So.
And yeah, they're talking about you giving the kid a stupid name.
And hoping that you might change it.
Right.
Before the child's born.
She goes on to accuse her friends and family of treating her, quote, like total shit after they questioned her strange name choice. They've spread rumors and lies about my child. No, I am not crazy. No, I am not mentally unstable. No, I was not drunk when I named my child. His name is Squire Sebastian Senator. The woman then declares that the chosen name will only be her son's first name and they will not be allowed to have a nickname before explaining the reason. We come from a long-lasting family of both squires and senators. If you look back at our family tree, the survival of this clan is literally rooted in squiredom. We are all related to senators, too. This name conveys power, it conveys wealth, it conveys success. My baby's name will be a revolution! And then she claimed the naming will ensure her son is extraordinary.
Oh, man. Lady.
The post on Reddit has gotten over 36,000 likes and 3,000 comments, with most users mocking the woman for her name choice and rant. To play a devil's mediator here, I think Senator would have been the most normal, insane name. Squire is too weird for a name, and Sebastian is too basic and boring. Senator would have been perfect for what she's looking for. Another user added, this could be the first ever child to run away from home before he's born. Several other users pointed out what we did, that people were making fun of her poor naming choices rather than the baby. This story comes just a few weeks after Southwest Airlines agent was accused of mocking a 5-year-old girl's name on social media. That child named Abcity, spelled A-B-C-D-E. I hate people, Jason. I really do. If you got a clever name, give it to your fucking dog.
We'll wait until you find out what our beta's name is.
Your beta?
Because we call it beta.
Oh.
At this point, because it's second one.
So you've got an alpha and a beta?
Mm-hmm.
And you find out until the young one decides that she's in charge.
That will happen as soon as she's born. She's no longer a beta at that point.
Oh, there you go.
Stand back, relax, and enjoy sex toy news.
Oh, I missed it.
You missed sex toy news?
I missed it.
Was it the song that you missed mostly? I mean, I completely understand if that's the case.
No, I missed a little bit about everything about it.
Okay, well. You gotta get the music. Five mental health benefits of using sex toys in the bedroom.
Oh, okay.
That's news. Although sex toys may be a $15 billion business, that doesn't mean everyone's using them. Now, while reasons why someone might not use them vary for those who identify as male, sex toys may seem emasculating. Or we would just get mocked. No one makes fun of a lady for having a vibrator, but if you have a pocket pussy, suddenly you're a pervert.
Very true.
Absolutely.
It's the first thing you need to find in my house if I die.
Your pocket pussy?
Yeah.
I've been put in charge. I thought that would be an Alex job.
It is an Alex job, but in case he's with me when I die, I need some backups.
Now, there's surprisingly a good number of psychological benefits associated with incorporating sex toys into relationships and self-pleasure. That's according to a licensed sex and relationship expert and Tenga ambassador. Tenga is a sex toy company.
I know.
Well, I'm just not everyone does.
Oh, well, they should.
Well, there you go. Number one, sex toys lead to more sexual satisfaction.
Mm-hmm. True.
Including quality of orgasm and quality of masturbation.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, sex toys help with body confidence. Why? Well, you know the ins and outs of your body, you gain an appreciation for it. So there you go.
True.
Sex toys can help you sleep better. Well, sure, the gentle hum of a vibrator off in the distance. Actually, sex and masturbation can assist with insomnia and restlessness, since the activity releases oxytocin.
Wow. Oh, shit.
Mr. Snurdly, help me masturbate. I need some oxycontin. Oxytocin and endorphins. Masturbation can help people feel calm and experience less stress. That's why you should do it every day before work.
That's what you should do.
If you have a job. They also aid in relationship satisfaction. Couples who incorporate a variety in the bedroom are more likely to stay together long-term and be open and honest about their desires. Trying new sexual endeavors alleviates boredom, lessens the likelihood of cheating, and improves overall communication between partners. And finally, they help in sexual dysfunction. That's real, both in men and women. That's where sex toys can lend a helping hand, so to speak. Masturbatory tools can help common sexual issues such as erectile dysfunction and performance anxiety. The Womanizer Deluxe, for example, is used to help women who struggle to orgasm. There you go. If both men and women can learn to make themselves climax through the use of toys while masturbating, it will give them more confidence in reaching orgasm with a partner because their mind will be at ease.
It's true.
Hey, we have to mix up the music now and then. That's what I'm saying. Oh. Damn, that woman won't go away with her baby shower.
But you know what the problem is? That baby is caught outside song.
Yeah. That's the real problem. All right, so
just thinking with my dick. true, though. It's true.
It really is. I mean,
hey, do you gotta, hey, if I give you a Whopper, would you give me a blowjob? I can get a Whopper for a penny if I go to the McDonald's.
Right. Except for this one poor son of a bitch who did that and ended up getting charged over $1,000 for it, overdrafted his fucking account. Unbelievable.
What?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Let me, hold on. Vamp for me for a second.
Okay, so I just let everybody know. So there's this thing that happened with Burger King, if you don't know, where if you go to a McDonald's and you have the Burger King app, you can unlock a Whopper for a penny. So, but you have to order it online with your credit card and then pick it up. So you can't just, go there, load it on, like you have to buy it, you have to buy it out of the credit card, you have to prepay for it.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's how this happens to this person. They, signed up on the app,
mm-hmm.
you have to log in, and then you order it, and then I actually went, when I did this the other day, I had driven up into it, and I thought that I just needed it on my phone, and they're like, no, you need to order it through the app. So I was like, fuck you guys, it's the second time I've like gotten really upset with them, because one time I ordered the sourdough chicken club, and like, they're like, we can make one of those. I'm like, you have it on a sign out in front. It says sourdough chicken club. Like, that's what I want. We don't have we can make a club sandwich on a sourdough for you. I was like, no, I don't need it from you guys. I'll just go somewhere else. Thank you. And I just left. I was so upset because you should know what's on the menu. You should know what's on the, like, you should know that you have a big ad out in front of your place that says, so that upset me. So then I got upset again with this. But it wasn't their fault. So I didn't, I'm not mean to them. I just leave. So I left and I put in my credit card and I bought it, on my phone. And then I drove through and, I paid $4 because I got a soda and some fries. So it was $4 and I got a Whopper, which was awesome. But I had to buy it on my credit card.
Yeah. It's,
or my debit card.
Well, maybe you should have gone credit. And a Los Angeles man said he was charged more than $1,000 when he tried to take advantage of that very deal. The Whopper Detour, which debuted on December 4th and runs, well, it's over now, sends customers to McDonald's locations where they can order Burger King's Whopper for 1 cent. Boyce Harvey was one customer who wanted to take advantage of the deal. But when he selected the Whopper Detour in his phone app and went to pick up his sandwich, the restaurant manager said he could not find Harvey's order. He chose another deal, but he was stunned when he was charged $1,093.91, causing a large overdraft on his bank account. Burger King officials say they are working to straighten out the error.
Wow.
Right?
I'm glad that error didn't happen to me.
Oh, my God. Your wife would kill you.
I need to check my bank account. I would have gotten a notice.
How did this happen, Jason?
I was getting a Whopper.
Uh-huh.
And no, see, the first question was, like, why were you buying a Whopper? That's the first question. So we can start over again.
Why were you buying a Whopper?
Because I wanted to have a Whopper for lunch.
And why did you let them charge you $1,000 for this?
I'm sorry. I didn't know it was going to be $1,000 for the Whopper. I thought it was just going to be a penny.
Didn't they tell you that when you drove through?
No, they told me they could find the order.
Your total at the we'll have your total at the window. That's $1,100, sir.
Oh, sounds great.
Here's my card.
Here's my card.
That's the danger of putting your credit card into an app.
Oh, man.
Absolutely not going to happen. Unreal. But, yeah, if you're that cheap that you want to try and get a deal on a Whopper, because you can't afford a Whopper. Look, if you can't afford a Whopper, maybe you shouldn't be eating fast food.
I just did it because it was a penny Whopper. I mean, why
right.
not? Let's go for it. Let's try it. Let's see if I can do this.
You didn't include that in our pre-show meeting that you, Jason Casey, availed yourself of the 1 cent Whopper by going to McDonald's to order it on the app.
Well, to be fair, like, the McDonald's is right across the street from the Burger King.
No, I completely understand that. I totally get that.
It added 5 minutes to
No, no, it's not a time thing. It's not a time thing. That's something we absolutely should have been talking
about.
Oh,
really? Oh, yeah. I didn't know. I didn't know.
Oh, yeah. That is absolutely what we want to talk about.
Okay.
There's no way I don't want to talk about that on the show. I mean,
I didn't think it was that big of a deal. I didn't even hear about it. My boss is the one that he's like, "Hey, did you hear about the 1 cent Whopper detour?" I'm like, "Why?" He's like, "Oh yeah." He's like, "I think I might go try to take advantage of it today."
See, now that is always something we want to talk about on the show. That it is that minutia of life that is important to what we're doing here.
But the deal's over now, so I found it. Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You can't do it now. You cannot do it now, but either way. By the way, speaking of deals, if you ever find yourself at the Flaming Grill, and they've got a few different locations. I love the Flaming Grill. They've got one here in West Sac. Their happy hour is fantastic. So, like, their burgers are normally like a half-pound burger.
Mm-hmm.
During happy hour, they have the burger is it's a third-pound burger.
Oh.
And I'm like, that's plenty.
Mm-hmm.
With a nice big thick brioche bun and a stack of bacon cheddar tots. That was more than enough food.
How much?
I think the burger was like $4 or $5.
All right.
Yeah. That's the best thing about not having a job. You can hit all the happy hours. You can't afford them, but you can go.
Yeah, I used to.
Yeah.
If you go to them enough,
right,
people will start to know you.
And they go, "Oh, he works odd hours."
Yeah. Oh no. Then you tell them the sob story, and then
okay.
And then they start every once in a while, like every third one, somebody will buy one for you.
Yeah. Well,
I'm telling you, I lived the life.
Well, my wife often works different hours, so she'll go in early, so she'll get off early, and that was how we ended up at a happy hour.
Mm.
That exact reason is why we ended up at a happy hour, and it was one of those things like, oh, okay. But that was all that when I had a job, and it's like I haven't been working for months and months. This is the second week.
Yeah.
I've had vacations longer than this.
Mm-hmm. You just weren't given a month of pay ahead of time.
I haven't been given that much pay ahead of time.
Oh.
I got paid for my what I got was my pay to current day work plus my unused vacation time. The severance package doesn't come until after you return the signed separation agreement, and then they process it. It takes them a week to process it. Exactly. Either way.
Go suck a dick.
Right. So, happy hours. Fantastic.
Mondays, if they're still doing it, they have like, is it 99? Like, it's like really cheap wings at Chicago Fire.
Oh, well.
I think it's Mondays.
Here's the thing. I'm trying not to spend money that I don't have. I just wanted to point it out. If you're between 3 and 6 and you're near a Flaming Grill, go check them out. $1 off drafts, too.
Awesome.
Yep. There you go. Now, the Christmas Story movie, I was never a huge fan. Jason, do you love the Christmas Story movie?
I watched it so many times growing up just because it was, like, during my youth that, like, it's whatever. I've seen it so many times that it's not a big
deal. And they play it on a loop on Christmas.
Yeah.
There's a clip going around now where someone edited zombies into the scene where Ralphie is having a dream, shooting out the window of the house. In his dream, it's Old West bad guys. They replaced it with zombies. That's great.
I need to see that.
That part is great. But now, a Florida resident has bought a house that they use for the exterior shots. It was posted on eBay back in 2004. He used to sell replica leg lamps from the film. He ended up buying the Cleveland home that they use for exteriors. And what have they been doing? Well, they have been changing the inside so it looks like the film, even though all of the interiors were shot on a soundstage in L.A. And now there's an added bonus.
The most beloved Christmas movies of our time, WGN hit the road for an inside look.
And we do meet inside. Inside, outside, upstairs, downstairs, even under the sink. Talking about A Christmas Story, of course, the 1983 cult Christmas film that took Julie en route to Cleveland, Ohio.
And we had a really good time when we went, because anyone who's familiar with this film would really appreciate with what one gentleman has done in Cleveland, Ohio. The movie is set in Indiana, but the house you see is on the edge of the old steel mills in Cleveland, Ohio. Not only can you visit the house you see in the movie, you can tour it and stay in it, sleep in Ralphie and Randy's bedroom. Here's a unique peek at A Christmas Story and the man who's making superfans' dreams come true.
This is your trough.
You good boy. Show mommy how to piggy see.
What I've tried to do is basically create the experience when you're coming here, it feels like their house.
Yeah.
Parker?
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, bring it right on in, right here. Watch the lady. Thanks a lot, guys. Merry Christmas.
They're seeing the house, but it's like they're seeing a movie star. Like, wow, it's A Christmas Story house.
Fragile. It must be Italian.
Hey, sit on the couch, grab the leg lamp, crawl in the sink, do whatever. You get to basically play in the house.
A true Christmas pilgrimage since 2006 for 100,000 people a year.
Where is he?
All year round, but especially at Christmas time, fans of the movie A Christmas Story make the trek to Cleveland to post pictures, tour Ralphie's house, and take home all things pink pajama and leg lamp, of course.
Immediately, my feet began to sweat as those two fluffy little bunnies with the blue button eyes stared sappily up at me.
Okay, this is the spot. The spot.
So actually, these weren't even in the house. We had to recreate these. So
believe it or not, building it was hardly a dream for Florida resident Brian Jones. It sort of, well, fell in his lap. The year was 1999.
I wanted to be a jet pilot and astronaut.
So 42-year-old Brian Jones back then studied hard, became the valedictorian of his high school class, went on to graduate from the U.S. Naval Academy, and majored in aerospace engineering.
Got to Pensacola, Florida for flight school and failed the vision test.
His lifelong dream dashed in an instant. His parents plotted a pick-me-up for their heartbroken son. Their idea?
Was to build me a major award. Which was a leg lamp.
It's indescribably beautiful. It reminds me of the 4th of July.
Yes, the leg lamp from A Christmas Story.
Don't bother me now, sweet. Can't see I'm busy. Yeah, but what is that? It's a major award.
A major award?
Looking for a career change, guess what Brian Jones did next?
Then one day it just dawned on me. I was like, I should sell leg lamps.
And so he did.
This guy is nuts. But if you want to stay, you can stay there. You can stay a night at the house.
Ooh, Airbnb it.
Pretty much. He's now allowing you to do that. It costs up to $3,000 during the busy Christmas season. But stays will be cheaper during less busy times of the year.
So you mean like in July?
Sure, Christmas in July. You do Christmas in June, man. Do that. It's only $300 a night. Or whatever it might be.
I wonder if, like, just doing it during, like, the dog day, like, during, like the shittiest part of time to ever be in Cleveland. I'm sure it's probably, like, late August, early September.
I don't know.
Anytime.
I would guess that right around Christmas is pretty shitty. When you're dealing with a snowstorm. Just saying.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. I got us a great Christmas getaway.
Right.
We're going to Cleveland. We're going to stay in the Christmas Story house.
Oh.
Dad, you're the only one that likes that movie.
Oh, my God. I've had to see that movie again. So, there you go. $3,000. That's what we're doing. Are we going to Hawaii? Nope. We're going to Cleveland. We're going to Cleveland, and you get to fondle the leg lamp. This is what's going
Dad,
on.
Dad, I saw Daddy. Like, it's going to be, instead of seeing Mommy kiss Santa Claus, I saw Daddy jerking to the leg lamp.
Oh, my God. Look, if, for $3,000 a night, you know you're fucking in every room of that house. And on the staircase where Ralphie stood with his
the
slippers.
Kids are going to be outside shooting BB guns, of course.
Yeah.
They're not going to be inside.
No kids. No kids. Not going to allow that at all. Anyway, let's... But before we wrap this up with Small Town News, I just want to remind everybody the Shop Target tab at the top of NateDarlingShow.com is a fantastic way for you to shop Target.com and support the show at the same time. It's new, it's fresh, it's fun. have your order shipped to your home, or pick it up at the store. The choice is yours. Either way, it does support the show and does not cost you anything extra. So we appreciate that. And, of course, as always, the Shop Amazon tab is there as well.
Yeah, just go for it.
Yeah, do whatever you need for your holiday shopping or just to get yourself something nice. Go ahead and do that for yourself.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
All right, I'm skipping all of the Pearl Harbor stuff at the top of this Marilyn Haggerty article because the headline doesn't mention it, so it's really not that important, and we're well past.
And she says Japs like five times during the article.
There really is that. The headline is, times change, but the ice remains the same. With all the joys of the Christmas season, there is ice on the walks, ice on the roadways, and thank goodness for aids such as Shorefoot. Thank goodness for aids, Jason. Such as Shorefoot. These non-skid Due North traction aids are sold in several stores around here, such as Home of Economy, Shields, and Hugo's.
You know, that one new family in town's like, oh, that's where you get that stuff.
Right. They had their start back in 1984 when the late Carol Larson ran a dress shop in Grand Forks. She had trouble slipping on the ice. Or she didn't. Her sons John and Van Larson originally developed an answer to the problem. They came up with the original Shorefoot brand of Due North traction aids. That's going on 35 years ago. Times have changed, but icy walks are constant. It seems only fitting that a solution to slipping and sliding came about here in Grand Forks. And, ask Marilyn, how much time do homeowners have to remove snow and or ice from their premises? The answer is, reading fine print of legal notices in the Herald, I see it's 24 hours. Otherwise, the cost could be assessed against the property owner. That's good advice, too. Mm-hmm. Then you'll have to write in to speak out in Plattsburgh. Oh, different small town. Sorry. Completely different. Completely different small town. And, you know, got to keep them straight. And the cheerful people of the week, David Molman and Lexi Klabo.
Woohoo!
David and Lexi are the cheerful people of the week. Why? We don't fucking know. Do they wander around Grand Forks smiling like idiots? Well, possibly. Either way, that's what's in the paper.
So it must be true.
Well, I mean, that's what they got going on in Grand Forks. Although at the bottom of this, right underneath the cheerful people of the week, additional articles recommended by the Grand Forks Herald, jury for alleged hammer-beating case acquits on rape attempted murder charges, finds defendant guilty of aggravated assault. Good Christ.
And then I look over at the right and it says Top Rentals. And it says Studio 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7 bedroom apartments. Seven bedroom apartment! That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of in my life. That's a boarding house.
It really is.
That's not an apartment, that's a boarding house.
It really is.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, they don't have a lot of rentals. I'm trying to look on here, and no.
Nothing showed up.
Yeah, it's just that same one you just read. Anyway, that'll do it for us. Thank you, Jason.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you, Kareem, for making it all the way back from North Carolina in one piece and...
yelling at me.
Yeah, and yelling, and then taking off halfway through. It's important. Let's see. Today is... we'll be back next week.
Yeah.
And we'll figure out holidays.
We'll let you know.
There'll be something. It might be a classic episode. It might just be me bringing a little mini episode, little bite size episode. Hey, everybody needs something. And of course, you can always go back on the site, NateDarlingShow.com. We've got Christmas episodes from years gone by with nothing but music. Music episodes.
That's where it goes.
So I may do one of those as well, but we'll see. We'll see. Christmas falls on a weird time with our show dropping. So
yeah, for the next 3 years, it's going to be kind of strange.
Yes. Well, no.
Oh,
yeah.
2 years.
No. Next year it'll be Wednesday.
Right, and the year after that'll be Thursday.
Right, but that's fine because I can have a. Either way, we're arguing about nothing.
No, we're not.
Let's talk about the calendar a little bit more.
That's an exciting pod.
All right, we're out of here. Bye.